100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and then I sit on them for a few extra days because I'm lazy as hell, and then I post them at the last minute and I realize, wait, this should have been a, pick two? But I only put one, and I just, whatever, it's the holidays, and then the holidays turn into, one of our writers left, and not bringing in another one, and I'm a little, I wouldn't say overloaded, just overwhelmed mentally. But, I mean, with the work, I could do as much as I want to. It's just, in my mind, I'm just vapor locking occasionally. And then I get tired on the weekend. So, yeah, and also it was cold as hell. And that's not an excuse because it's warm in here. I wasn't doing my outside walks. I wasn't feeling well on my left side. Then I was starting to feel better. And then Tuesday was like, and it's like, God damn it. I don't know what the hell anything is anymore, and I'm tired. We'll see if I'm not feeling well Monday, then it's probably from how I'm sitting or laying down. I know that I've lost a few more pounds. That's great. I know you don't want to hear me ramble. Although I know one person that does want to hear me ramble, so I'm doing this for them. Because all those of you who don't give me any feedback whatsoever in email, sometimes you put them in the stories, okay, whatever. But one person, one feedback, and they like the rambles. So you know what? You're getting rambles. You can look in the waveform and skip ahead to like 12 minutes in. But I'm in a nice, quiet little town, and I didn't have all that many friends in Houston. I don't have all that many friends here. In fact, I could probably count them on one hand. Good. It keeps things less complicated. I've been an online person for a long time anyway, and I know that causes whatever mental conditions, and oh well. Good. Yeah. My choice. My stupid choice. Some people smoke, some people drink, some people drive like an idiot and don't buckle their seatbelts. Some people eat McDonald's for every meal, although I will admit I had Whataburger yesterday because I was like, I'm losing weight a little too quickly. I should eat more. I didn't have fries. So that was good. Had a grilled cheese. Why am I going to a restaurant for grilled cheese? It's the easiest damn thing to make. Well, I had Whataburger points for it, and I just said, you know what? I'm not going to add fries. I'm not going to add a drink. Here, grilled cheese. Heart attack in a wrapper. At least it's in a wrapper, and I assume it's not plastic, but if it is, we're all going to die from eating a credit card of plastic every week. It would be a lot different if you actually ate a credit card. What am I rambling about, anyway? And all the election stuff, and everybody's fucking nuts, everybody's yelling at each other. The louder you are, the more annoying you are. All the media going, whatever, and then they're having layoffs. I'm sure that all the laid off people are like, now that they don't have to parrot the company line, I wonder what they're saying. Probably even more crazy. So that they hope they can get hired from the even crazier people that still have jobs out there. They just want to tear at each other's throats. Let them. Just leave the cameras on. Don't let them do it during commercials. So anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post the topic, you come up with the stories. The topic this week was cork. I was lazy. I didn't post the topic until Saturday. Do you know how long it takes me to actually do these? To just, you know, the thing that takes me the most time is waiting for Planet Z to write and record the story for this. It's literally save, 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 bunch of copy paste, create a new template, put the stuff in. Hello, cat. Pet the cat for a while. And then picking out six stories from the hopper, assuming that I've actually written any for the week. I'm kind of running low. of polished stories. Unpolished stories, oh my God. The stupid crap that I've come up with and then said, that sucks. Maybe I should just do a That Sucks podcast alongside this one, as if I'm doing this one any justice. I'm coming up on 20 years. So, yeah. Anyway, if anyone wants to FaceTime or Facebook talk to me about this crap, let me know. I'll have a little talk while I'm walking, and I'll ramble and bore you to tears and whatever and blah, 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 and who cares? All right. Here are the stories, and I'll wrap it up after.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 979 with the prompt of cork. So here's my story. When the counselor dragged Sabrina away, Bilbert wandered on to class. Passing a display window by the admin office, he saw a number of new photos pinned onto a cork board. There were more than 100 pictures from sporting events, club meetings, and other student functions on the school grounds. He found two pictures of himself with Linoleum Amanda and one with Sabrina. In each of the pictures, there was also a girl, clearly watching them, or maybe just him. He'd never seen her before. She had dark red hair and more freckles than anyone on the Pacific Coast should have. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The products I use are all planet-friendly, plant-based, and vegan. It's not that I particularly care about the environment, but when it comes to marketing, they really bring in the customers. Just adding the word recyclable to my beauty products can boost sales by 50%. And better still, I can double the price and they'll still fly off the shelves. They will, of course, still kill you, eventually. They're stuffed full of carcinogens, poison, and chemicals, even though they're naturally sourced. I can't put all that on the packaging, though, despite being true. And business is booming.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. I don't want to know what you do with those humans. All I know is that when you come back, you can hardly function. You keep yelling, die, 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 and you want to have a plant-based diet for weeks. And there's no point in coming up with excuses. It was the trip, it was the pollution, it was the weather. There's always something. This time, you had a drawing of a blonde. So, I want a divorce. A divorce? Have you been reading the books I brought back with me again? We don't even have marriages here. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Richard here. This is my pick two story. I can't remember what the topics were. I'm sure you can work it out. It's called A Little Less Conversation. Put a cork in it, will you? Jeff looked at me, a little shocked. Dude, I'm expressing an opinion. Yeah, but you've been expressing the same opinion for the last 10 minutes, and I haven't had a look in. You're aware that a conversation is a two-way activity, right? He rolled his eyes, then gestured for me to contribute to the conversation. After some thought, carefully considering all the nonsense that he'd been spouting, I came to a conclusion. "Okay," I said. "What, is that seriously all you have to say?" he demanded. I nodded my head. "Yep." "That's it. Until next time. Goodbye."
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Tracking cases is really important for my job. Some people track their cases with a whiteboard, writing new cases on the board and adding notes for status updates. Others track them online with fancy tracking tools, linking notes and sharing them and running reports. I use a corkboard with post-it notes, moving new cases from the top to the bottom and adding flags and bubbles to them with additional notes. And yet, I still miss a few publishing windows or updates, just like I did with my whiteboard and online tracker. But at least the corkboard looks cool.
So there you have it. The stories from people who actually looked at the site and looked at the topics coming and weren't waiting for the weekly challenge to go up. And then maybe I dragged and dropped a story or two in the wrong folders. I don't know. I searched for weekly challenge as the subject line, and these were the ones I saw. If you didn't put weekly challenge as your subject line, or if I screwed up, I don't know. Send it in again. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post one of these years. I'm just, after almost 20 years, I'm wearing out, and I'm tired. And I'll just say it. You know, work, it's not completely exhausting, but I'm older, I'm tireder. The debauch stuff can be exhausting on the weekends. I mean, 4 hours each day. I wake up early. I go to bed early. Early to bed and early to rise makes you psychotic, I guess. I don't know. Benjamin Franklin isn't answering any questions these days. I'm sure if you pump all of his wisdom into an AI bot, you would get some really good hypocrisies. When it's not fucking another AI in France, I don't know. I really don't know. But I'm tired. Anyway, and the best part is we've got release notes that I'm supposed to do this week on a Wednesday. And my dentist says, "Oh yeah, your appointment is on Wednesday." Oh, shit. I'll go to the dentist appointment, get all the things done, you know, make that my break, and then come back, maybe have the publishing a little later than usual. I'll stay a little later than usual at work, and then go get meatloaf at Brother's Kitchen, because it's been a while. All right, that's enough of my rambling and whining and bitching and moaning and all that stuff. If you want to take over the podcast, you can whine and bitch and ramble and moan all you want. You can include it with your story for the week. Include it with your story for the week. Don't just make it random bitching, whining, and moaning. But if you want to make that your story, fine. Call it the 10,000 Words Podcast. I don't know. And as always, keep it brief.